Does it work? Yes? Okay. Thank you very much, and let me also join the congratulations for your elections, as well as the thanks for the to the previous presidency for the good work done. Yes, we would have some comments on the overall orientation, as well as on some of the things replies that we have heard from the formal session. On the TORs, yes, indeed, we have heard these arguments before, and we agree that UNCTAD, or let's say the membership within UNCTAD, is not in a position that should be doing our own tables or devise our own numbers. We also agree that yes, we can and should base, given the timelines, on the past numbers. However, also in line of many comments that were made, not least by us, but I think also by the representative for GRULAC, we have certain trends that we have observed over the past regarding the resources. This is not only the post allocations, it's also the budget allocations, which means time and money. This undisputedly does affect the availability of work that can be done. And I do appreciate very much, and I can also confirm that the quality of many of the programs, many of the activities across the three pillars that has been done by UNCTAD is of excellent quality. However, the fact remains that if there is less time, if there is less people, if there is less money, it is undisputable that this quality will see itself affected if it is not, in a way, prioritized in certain issues. And we think there is scope for prioritization, because in the different meetings that we have, there are endorsement of certain activities, there are comments on others. However, when we're looking at this program, there is no indication of lessons learned or performance or reorientation, even in the deliverables. There is only an increase of activities. So when we're talking about how we will service these different high-level activities, for example, or publications, it is not only about financing the meeting room. It is the scarce resources of people. They just cannot be on many places at the same time. It's as simple as that. So if we see an increase of one program, for example, an increase of 200% of servicing meetings, others 50-60%, these are considerable numbers. And the Deputy Secretary General mentioned the different evaluations that have fed into this preparation of the programming. That is not clearly visible in the document itself, and that will be something very, very useful. We have some concrete proposals on some of the texts which we believe perhaps go too far of the mandate of the UNCTAD, or how it should focus rather than redouble its efforts. I mean, this we can communicate in writing. I think it's easier, perhaps, unless you want me to spell them out. Then moving on deliverables indications for the overall part, there are some parts that talk about the follow-up to UNCTAD 15 that has been done in 2019. So I don't know what, I imagine this is an error that needs to be corrected, or otherwise we would appreciate information what were these meetings. Also on the overview of external evaluations for UNCTAD, would be interesting to know whether that is foreseen for each year, just to understand better. About the meetings, I've already mentioned it. And also, in view of all this above, we're wondering whether we should consider streamlining the time allocated for the two commissions, in particular in view that this is the conference year. So again, going back to the availability of the human resources. Thank you.